This is a podcast about GOAT and Mean and Moral characters featuring Jalen Cargill and Deterio Mormon. GOAT and Mean, in my own words, means not having a lot of vices that flow over and make it bad, and not having excess vices and just having it in the middle. A virtue that we will be analyzing is justice, and justice, in my own words, is bringing just a fairness to someone so that they aren't treated unfairly. The judge for Emmett Till is a person that has vice, that has a vice deficiency. The judge did not convict the men who killed Emmett Till of murder, and the jury was mostly whites. During this time, there was racism, so there was no fairness at the trial for Emmett Till's family. The men badly beat Emmett Till for calling a white woman baby, and Emmett Till did not know that was okay in the South because he was from Chicago. Judge Judy is a judge that is seen that has virtues because she enforces the law fairly and does not treat anyone wrong and when she is on TV. The judge of Miss Brown of Tennessee was a judge that had excess vices because he sent a 16-year-old girl to prison for life for killing a sex trafficker that raped her for most of her life. To explain superego is the ego of someone else's given to on your own to help keep your id in check as you grow in age.
For the id, a good example that we chose was R. Kelly because his desires pushed him to have sex with little girls and like to lure them in, like by going to McDonald's and using his fame to like persuade them and to like ask for his number and he give it out and stuff like that. Felt like this was a good example because R. Kelly, he was a really big figure for a really long time. And it just shows how like his desire for young women pushed him to like going to McDonald's and luring little girls in. And then like I saw the interview and like how I forgot her name, but she was questioning him like why did he keep her for so long? Why did he keep the girls for so long? Like I forgot what the documentary was called about R. Kelly, but it was like they talk about how they was like held and it was like a cult type thing, a sex cult for young people, and it just shows like how his like desire for pleasure, like sexual pleasure, pushed him to lure young people in. Yeah. For a good example of the conscience, we chose Olivia Pope. Olivia Pope appears in the show Scandal. Well, it's off now, but she was in Scandal, and in the show, like she's a good example because she like often in the show, like she called her gut feeling, and it was like how she helped like solve problems, and like she was a problem solver for the public figures, and like solve their problems. Like, she'll like bend the laws for them if she knows that they're innocent, and most of the time she was right. And like that's her, I feel like that's her deepest connection to God, because she was able to bring justice to many people throughout the show, and it was from her deepest connection with God. And yeah.
The example of ego that we had was a movie called Paid in Full. This man named Ace, he was a dry cleaner deliverer in New York at the time. He was delivering clothes to this Colombian man who was a drug dealer and had some crack in his pants. When Ace found it, he tried to bring it back to the Colombian man, but the Colombian man said that he should keep it and sell it. That's when Ace got into the drug game. Why this is a good example for ego is because, I said because he made the conscious choice to join the dope game, and he, no one ever forced him to do it, and at this point he knew it was bad, and his life started to change, and he started to kill people, and had people killed, and was doing a lot of bad things.
For Super Ego, we said Forrest Gump, and Forrest Gump, it was a movie, but he was like the main character inside the movie. He was from Alabama, and like, he was heavily influenced by his mom, because like, he's kind of stupid. Like, he was heavily influenced by his mom, and there's a girl named, her name was Jenny, by a girl named Jenny, and since he was slow, like, his mom, like, whatever his mom said, he took to heart. And it's a good example because inside the movie, like, when he went inside the army, he was talking about, like, how he felt for his mom. Or he didn't feel for his mom, but he was always thinking about his mom and Jenny. And, like, also when, it was at a clip inside the movie where Jenny was about getting inside the car with this other guy. She was like, whatever you do, if you see something bad going on, don't be brave, just run. And when he was inside Vietnam, the context of, like, the movie was, like, during the Cold War and in Vietnam. So when he was inside Vietnam, his squadron was bombed, like, by their own people on accident. And Forrest took what Jenny said to heart, and he started running. And, like, he went back. He saved his saved his partners, his comrades, his captain. And, yeah, he's our golden standard for Super Ego. Yeah. Another virtue that we're analyzing is fortitude. And in my words, I would say it's basically like being courageous or being brave. Our golden standard for being brave will be MLK, because like, he protested in the face of danger. He risked his life. Like, he was attacked multiple times. I think he was stabbed. Like, his house was bombed. And he was ultimately shot and killed. And his courage got the Civil Rights Bill to be signed into law, and it allowed for opportunity to be plentiful for people of color in the United States. Someone who had like a deficiency of bravery, I would say, is James Buchanan. James Buchanan was the 15th president of the United States, and He let the South leave, like, he let them secede from the North or the Union, because they still wanted slavery, and the United States was just in shambles back then, because like, this idea of sectionalism, the North was free, and they valued freedom, while the South valued slavery and they were Christian and stuff like that. For someone who arguably had too much bravery or courage was Tom Costello. Tom Costello was the guy in Denver who lost his life defending the kids at the school. I forgot what the school name was, but he tackled the gunman as soon as he walked into the building. And that shows courage, but like, the reason I say it was too much courage is because he lost his life. And I don't know. You could debate that it's like the golden mean, but I would say it's too much because he can't live to tell the tale. So yeah, that's our fortitude.